It is very late.
Have we ever recorded
this? That's what I was about to say. This is a first for us for what we are doing.
What day is it?
Tuesday evening.
It's going to be Wednesday soon.
Wednesday morning.
Brian, why don't you bring in the show?
Let me bring this in and we'll get after this.
Yes.
Because it's a very special,
I'm drinking a beer.
Very special Shy Joe.
Really?
Is
it brought to us by whatever that beer is?
No. Longboards.
Longboard Island Lager.
Bottled and brewed in Los Angeles, California.
No, Hawaii.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shy Joe.
Yeah.
My name is Brian Gerard. I am alongside Gregory Hoyt.
Good evening, ladies.
And Robert Scheid.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
I hesitate to say ladies anymore because I've completely lost faith in females.
All females, you've lost faith in them.
No, not in females.
Is this you?
I've lost faith in myself.
Is this you claiming that you may or may not be homosexual?
No.
It sounds like it.
Do you think I'm a homosexual?
Well, it just sounds like you're giving up.
You have tendencies.
On gay tendencies. No, I'm giving up on myself. I just don't think that I should even be taken. I shouldn't even be up at bat.
Wow.
I need to be benched.
You're benched, or you're just walking off the field.
Too many foul balls. What's going on?
Like you're not even swinging.
I'm not even swinging.
Wait a minute. I'm on the DL. So you're not
disabled list. Yeah.
So you're the guy who puts on the pants, but then just puts on like a jacket over it. Doesn't even put on the full uniform.
Well, the uniform's on, but I have the jacket on because I know I'm not going out. I'm on the DL.
And so you weren't street shoes. You don't even have your cleats on.
No, I wear the cleats, the practice cleats, not like game cleats. Just the just tennis shoes, basically.
Tennis shoes and
a
jacket.
Just a little while back, you were the DH.
That's true.
I was.
You were the designated hitter.
Oh, he was batting cleanup.
Yeah.
Was I?
And so what are you doing now? What happened?
What do you mean? When was I batting cleanup?
You certainly had the image of it.
Well, according to Robert Scheid anyway, you've been batting cleanup for about the last 12 years.
Exactly. Yeah, you have.
I have?
Yeah, the way you can just sort of walk in, talk to a lady, and she's just like,
I'm in love.
Yeah, exactly. Well, intense eye contact, and you're just sort of... I don't know, your joie de vivre. You're able to just do it, you know?
I have a joy of life.
Yeah, and then at the same time, whatever appeals to women that you do, whatever it is that you do that appeals to women, also makes men want to pummel your face in.
No doubt, right?
So many fights.
I don't know what that is.
So many fights.
But you're telling me that it's gone.
It's not gone. It's still there.
No.
Full force. I just need to stop it. I got to knock it off. My heart is still broken. My goddamn heart.
Hold on. Do you got any concertos we can just bring in as a little music bed?
I'll bring in a little bed for
you. Just put in a little.
Nice.
Put a little.
Yeah.
A viola.
So
I just don't trust myself, guys. I really don't.
I don't even know what that means.
Look, man.
Your heart's still broken.
My heart is fucking smashed.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead,
Don't
Brian.
You... I feel like we spend a lot of our lives with not a fully assembled heart.
Is that true?
That's possible.
It's a question.
Well...
Is your heart ever really completely full?
I think it is.
Yeah, I do too.
I think when you find the right person, you suddenly feel that it's full again. Mm. And I think that it's going to take that time, which is why, you know, you're sitting here and you say you want to hang up the bat for a bit, right? Maybe even you've been told by your manager to hang up the bat for a bit.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is,
Who's his manager?
I don't know.
My heart.
Yeah, okay, we'll say that.
Okay.
Heart, yeah.
All right, sure.
Does your manager suit up, you know? Is he?
No, we're all in the same suit.
Okay.
She's naked inside me.
Oh,
your heart is a she.
You have a naked...
Female heart
inside.
That's why I get along with women so well. That's why I know their needs.
So she shoots.
She shoots.
Let me tell you, it's late at night.
It is. Yeah.
She suits up.
She doesn't need to. She's inside me. I'm wearing the suit for both of us.
Well, so this is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that you will eventually, you know, through dating, you'll meet this person that suddenly makes you realize my heart is healed.
Yeah, I hope so, man.
But that takes time.
Yeah, it takes some time.
Dating is the toughest thing on the planet.
Who am I to give dating advice? But I mean,
well,
I
here you are. Here you are doing it.
Here I am doing it. And it was a long process for me, mm-hmm. because I went through several really tough breakups for me.
Mm-hmm. Breaking up is hard to do.
Yeah, where I was on the receiving end.
You gonna quote songs the whole night, dickhead?
Mm.
All right.
You win some, you lose some.
Here we go.
Yep. Thanks.
That's great.
So. Do you feel like you...
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Do you feel like you thought you were healed?
The never-ending story.
Yeah, I did feel like I was healed. I mean, in the sense that I just wanted
Before
to
this.
Be healed.
You wanted, to, wanted you to were be. You were lying to yourself.
I'm totally lying to myself, yeah. per usual.
I think we all do that.
Like, yeah, because you hope
really quickly. Mechanism. Exactly.
Yeah, you're just like, I can't feel this bad, so I'll just go hang out with somebody else.
Do you know the old saying?
Mm-mm.
The best way to get over someone
is to get under someone.
That's right.
That's pretty funny.
Best way to get over
not sure
someone.
I've never heard that before.
Is to get under someone else.
And I'll tell you what, that doesn't. That's no. not appealing to me at all.
No.
It's
no.
not appealing.
I
it's
would not,
not
see that
all right.
to work.
We all have our strengths and weaknesses.
That's right, Brian. The problem for me has been that my life, like I've always had an open heart. That's my thing. I've always felt like I have an open heart and a pretty kind of an innocent heart, truthfully, even though I've been through breakups before and I've been through relationships that didn't work out.
Yeah.
I never felt like what is happening? What
you
is
what,
this
Greg,
disgusting
though?
Thing that's
let
happening?
Let me say
to
this.
Me? Yes.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Just stick to the rivers and streams,
lakes
that you're used to.
You know, I wonder if there's something to do with completion that you feel when you understand why the relationship failed or why the relationship has ended. I don't want to say failed, but why it ended versus being at the, end of a relationship and not knowing how it even happened.
Yeah.
So would you say that in the relationship you're still, obviously feeling right now, that you completely understand why?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not even a little bit.
So would you say
Well, no, that's not true. I have an understanding of it.
Little elements.
Yeah.
But not the complete picture. Mm-hmm. Would you say that previous relationships where you felt okay, mm-hmm. like after it was done?
Yeah.
Because you understand
it. Oh, this is healthy and this is like we've talked about this and it just seemed normal. It just seemed like something that was understandable.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
But isn't it okay
weird.
Not to understand? Do you feel, what?
It doesn't help.
It just puts you adrift.
You keep asking the question, why did it happen?
Yeah,
and you can't get over it and you can't move on.
Right.
I think it's that same thing.
Yeah.
You don't complete the sentence. You don't complete it.
Breaking up, Robert, is hard to do.
Yeah, but it's not usually this hard, I don't think. I mean, it's been fucking 9 months for me, man. Like,
no, it can be that hard.
It's crazy. I can't believe it.
People go years, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I can't wait to go years. I mean, the problem for me is that I've taken full ownership of the whole thing. That's the hard part is that there's no talking about it. There's no let's understand.
You can't.
Yes.
Well, no, but that's the thing. You can't have that conversation.
Yeah.
Because
it's not available.
It's not available. And even if it were available, it's not healthy.
Yes, dog shit.
Because it goes somewhere else.
Yeah.
It goes to where you
It goes right
you
back
go.
To where it
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
Which is no good.
Yeah.
So anyways, why are we talking about this?
Well, I don't know. We just aren't.
It's on my mind.
Yeah. Pardon me. You know, William Shakespeare, who I have a very, 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 very big problem with on a lot of levels.
Because he can form complete sentences?
Well, first of all, it wasn't him. He was a sham. But we'll talk about that some other time.
Yeah.
Let's pretend that it was him.
All right.
The thing about Bill
mm-hmm.
is he would have the ability to write about this very subject.
Yeah.
He has the ability to write about love and you know, what was happening, whatever. When did he exist? 300-400 years ago? Something like that? Mm-hmm. 5,000 years ago? Let's just call it 1,000,000 years ago. Just call it even.
Okay.
Let's just call it an even million. Let's just call it an even million years ago.
We'll go with that.
And he was like, love was made. Essentially, love made people do amazing things and the dumbest things.
Are you going to quote Shakespeare at any point?
No, I hate Shakespeare. So what I'm saying is,
yeah,
this has been going on for 1,000,000 years. 1,000,000 years, according to Bill Shakespeare.
Yeah.
And it's going to go on for 1,000,000 more.
Yeah.
Now, Bill Shakespeare and Lionel Richie have a couple things in common.
Nothing.
No, I'm not sure.
They know how to write about love.
No, they don't. One of them does, and that's Bill Shakespeare. Lionel Richie doesn't know shit about shit.
Lionel Richie actually can rhyme, and William Shakespeare.
Lionel Richie is one of the greatest singer-songwriters of the last century.
That's debatable.
Yeah.
That's a fact. If we were just going to call it fact, we don't want to get Billboard numbers out in top 20 hits, I'm sure he's up there.
Yeah, because everybody on the Billboard chart is the best singer-songwriter
I'm making a point here, Greg.
Yeah, well, I understand. And
the point
You lost me and the audience about 4 or 5 minutes ago.
When you started to dive into your...
Disagree. The audience has been with me the whole time.
Right.
They tuned out listening to your self-loathing.
Self?
It's not self-loathing.
Loathing.
It's not self-loathing either.
And we're just waiting. They're like, when's Brian going to pop in a quick little joke here?
Greg, I don't think that, you know, you can't put, you know, it's all the cliches, but really you can't put a timetable on it.
Yeah.
And I think the moment you do, you're definitely not going to stick to it because you're forcing it. I think a lot of it has to do with an understanding of what went wrong. But the problem of knowing that is that you can't just sit down and wait and try to solve the problem.
Yeah.
Before you move on to somebody else.
I know, you got to get into something.
Exactly. Sometimes being in another relationship allows you to see what went wrong in a previous relationship.
I would argue that that's kind of one of the only ways to really truly see it.
Mm. No, you can see it through other people's relationships,
too. Maybe.
You can experience it from the outside. You can hear about it. You're talking to your friends, and you hear some scenario that happened for them, whether it was a positive or negative one. And you can learn from that. Believe me, I learned a lot from that because I didn't date anybody until my senior year of college.
I still have yet to go on a date ever in my life.
Don't bother.
Oh. We bring that music back in again.
Don't bother, he says. Okay. Don't bother going on a date.
Bother, man.
All right. You know what? Maybe this is what you need to do, Greg.
Yeah.
Maybe the next date you go on, you need to take her to ice cream. On a Tuesday afternoon.
Go on, Robert.
Because the dates that I've been going on
are fucking
expensive as hell.
I'm not talking about expensive. Are they really expensive?
No, I'm saying. They're like
crazy.
What are
you doing?
Robert, hold on. If I may interject.
Yeah.
You and Greg deal with different women. And sometimes women... Sometimes, Robert...
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Shh. Sometimes, I'm just explaining something to Robert here. Sometimes girls just want to have fun.
Yeah, that's great.
Just want to do something fun.
Yeah.
You think I have a natural way with women?
I do. I do. And it's your, maybe it's a lack of awareness. you know what, I'm serious.
That's awesome.
Because you've got a guy who comes in, who knows he's the shit, and he's an asshole.
Yeah.
Like that guy is the asshole.
Yep.
And some girls are still attracted to that, right?
No
There's
doubt.
A confidence there. But then at the same time, I think in a lack of awareness that is still – that doesn't bleed into your confidence, that can be nice. That can be attractive. Because you're a confident guy. You're confident in who you are. You come off that way.
Because
I know you've expressed before in the past that you are not
so
necessarily the most confident
person.
But
let me say this too.
Yeah, what's that?
I know women very well, by the way. I've literally
the man who's never been on a date.
Literally,
in his life.
I've interviewed hundreds of women. This is
good.
A literal statement I'm making. I've interviewed hundreds of women of what they find attractive in other men.
Hang on,
do you know what
second.
The number one answer is?
Yeah, what is it?
What? Well, I'm hanging on. What's your point?
No, I want to say that these women that you've been interviewing,
go on.
They were in bikinis and they were being interviewed for Ripe TV.
All right. I don't want to be name-dropping shit that don't exist on our podcast.
So,
okay?
So they were
you being just made that name up.
For TV, so they're answering in a way they feel
Here's
they
the thing.
Want to be.
We're going to clear, and, we're gonna clear and cancel most of what you just said.
All right. All right.
I will allow you to keep the bikini part.
Yeah.
Everything else is clear and canceled.
Hundreds
of women.
Hundreds of women.
And do you
Go
know
ahead.
What their number one, the number one answer across the board, 100% of the time,
what
of
it?
What they find attractive in men is? Greg?
They can make me laugh.
Number one, humor. Every time.
Yeah.
No matter who you're talking
it's
to.
It's true. Yeah.
No matter if it's like this bombshell Victoria's Secret supermodel,
yeah.
girl next door, whatever stereotype
right.
you want,
yeah.
100% across the board, they all answer the same thing. I want a guy who makes me laugh.
Yeah.
And you know what? 80% of them are lying their ass off.
Oh.
And they just want a
yeah.
hot dude.
Yeah.
And they're just saying they want someone who's funny. Because if they really wanted someone who made them laugh.
Yeah.
They would be with someone who made them laugh.
You know what? The thing is, Brian, I hear that, but I feel like number two on that list is hygiene, which is why they don't go with you.
Go on. I don't – what's – do I smell? Is it the
– I take a couple showers a day. So maybe that has
I take a couple showers a week. What's the difference?
No.
Maybe that
so
has
it's just
to do
a, it was
with
a dig
it.
At you here.
It's a dig at me. Is it my hair?
Wait,
are
so
you
weren't you
going to
weigh in on why it, you just went through,
yeah.
I thought you were going to say like, oh,
something
I think I know why Greg does well with
oh,
women.
We're trying to help him
well,
out
it brings me back to my point.
He's got a good sense of humor.
Sense of humor.
And he's funny.
He's sense of humor.
But you
yeah.
said that that's not real.
I was mostly poking at the girls that I was interviewing.
Oh, okay.
But I do
the
believe.
The ones in bikinis?
Yes.
The ones you
those
want to clear and cancel.
Yeah, yeah.
But then to retract and fully complete my point.
Yes.
Every girl yeah. says, if a guy makes me laugh.
Yeah.
That is their number one trait that they will always
yeah.
be find attractive. And that is why the gentleman to your left, my right.
You can't even say my name.
Tends to have the success that you think he has, which
yeah.
in reality is not totally true.
Right.
But he errs on the side of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very vaginally stimulating quality.
All right. That's
to have.
The medical term, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Vaginal stimulation starts with laughing.
Mm.
And if you can make a girl laugh.
Yeah. Yes.
If you can make a girl laugh.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you could do. So
and
I
as long
advise,
as you make sure it doesn't look like you're coming off, you're trying too hard.
No.
Oh, man.
That's
no
worse.
Good.
You can't
yeah.
be makuka nuts. But
yeah.
no, that's not funny.
Right.
Just genuine humor.
Right.
General lightness
yeah.
about
yeah.
your energy of life and how you approach the things you approach.
Yeah.
If you can make people laugh,
yeah.
you are ahead of the game 100% of the time with
yeah.
everyone you talk to and
right.
you interact with, especially the opposite sex.
Yeah.
And I will say that goes true with women as well. A girl
well,
who's maybe
true.
Not that attractive, but she's funny,
mm-hmm.
becomes hot.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And that's just the quality that
not
that
hot,
everyone...
not hot. She hasn't become hot, but she definitely is not the
kicks
will
it up.
The beast.
Yeah,
yeah that
comes
she
right
was.
Up,
that's
comes right.
right
crawling up that.
She
ladder.
Was when she walked in.
Yeah, you might be like, oh, good Lord, what's your name, Jennifer? Oh God, hey Jennifer, and then she cracks some funny joke, and you're
yeah.
like.
You're like,
oh, all right.
All right. Let's hang. Let's roll.
Let's hang. But we're probably not going to do anything. Let's hang with boys.
Until,
basically.
Until
yeah.
she takes her clothes off and was like, can you play hide it and let me go find it?
Oh! Hide it and go find it.
Go
one
play hide
favorite,
and go find?
My favorite
yeah.
game.
The old hide and go find.
Yeah.
Moral of the story, Robert?
Yeah. What's that?
Sense of humor.
Yeah.
Vaginal stimulation.
Well, yeah. I think, Greg, then you got that going for you.
I have right? a sense of humor. That's good.
Yeah.
That being said,
don't lose that in your sorrow.
I know. I can.
I mean,
I guess I have hope.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
The truth is I never left you.
On behalf of Gregory Hoyt. And Robert Shives. My name is Brian Gerard.
I kept my promise.
We are the Shy Show.
Don't keep your dear stars. Yeah.